chapter 15, the first scripture, but I will be reading a couple of others in the course of the sermon, so have your Bibles handy, but go ahead and turn to Exodus chapter 15, if you will. Thank God, it's good to be together in the house of the Lord. One of these services we're going to gather and worship and magnify God and never come back to the sanctuary again. We're going to another land. Amen, amen. Inasmuch as this is Thanksgiving week, I want to speak this morning not only of the importance of giving thanks, of being thankful. I want to talk about the joy that is ours and the satisfaction that is ours of having a thankful heart. People that have a thankful heart, they're blessed. A lot of people never stop to thank God for what they have. Goes without saying, this morning we have much for which to be thankful, and I know everyone can say that. Not only during Thanksgiving week, but every day of our lives, we have a lot to be thankful for. We sing the chorus, I am blessed every day that I live. I am blessed. Is that your testimony? Amen, amen. When Paul was concluding the first letter that he was writing to the church at Thessalonica, he said these words, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. And then he said these words, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you. And that would be a good discussion for Wednesday night Bible study. But evidently, Paul is saying to those who love God, to those who are serving God, to those who are living for God, that whatever comes our way, this is important, at any particular time in our lives, whatever comes our way, if we're serving God, God has allowed it for our good and for His glory. Now, if you can, we can get that down pat, then that makes everything altogether different. God loves us. And we're thankful today for that love. The last statement that I've just made is not easy to understand by many. In everything, give thanks. My prayer this morning that we will be like David of old, that was the king of Israel, in the 34th chapter. And I'm just going to read one verse that I've typed out. I will bless thee, O Lord, at all times. David said, I will bless thee, O Lord, at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will give thanks to God day by day. Whatever happens in my life, He's been so good, and I'll thank Him. The Lord's been good to us. I believe I can say this morning for this church, He's been good to all of us. It should be natural for everyone this morning for us to have a praise and a thanksgiving in our heart. I realize it's Thanksgiving week, but after Thanksgiving and a year later or 5 months later, whenever, God's been good, and we need to thank Him. Amen. I'm going to read those first two verses of the 15th chapter of Exodus. You have your Bibles turned there, first two verses. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for He hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath He thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare Him an habitation. My Father's God, and I will exalt Him. Possibly you're familiar with the situation that has to do with that verse of the Scripture, the nation of Israel. Stay with me here, if you will. The nation of Israel had been delivered by the mighty hand of God out of Egyptian bondage, out of the suffering and the pain and the hardship. God had reached down and delivered them and brought them out. And it brought them to the Red Sea, and when they came to the Red Sea here, it looked as if there was no way across, no way possible. And as they prayed, God opened the Red Sea, and they were allowed to walk across the Red Sea on dry ground. And when the Pharaoh's armies were pursuing them, they saw the waters were opened up, and they followed after the children of Israel. And when the children of Israel got on the far banks on the other side, God had the waters to return in the Red Sea. And the Bible says all of Pharaoh's armies perished. God let the waters return at the right time. Now you see the picture? Moses and the children of Israel are over there on the banks of the Red Sea. God has done the greatest miracle, one of the greatest miracles that are outlined in the Scripture. Opening the Red Sea for some 3 million Jews to pass over, Hebrews to pass over on dry ground. One of the great miracles of the Bible. And now they're standing and watching. God has destroyed an entire army by allowing the waters to return. And Moses begins to lead them in a song, singing of praises and thanksgiving to God. He's worthy. God, you brought us through with victory. They begin to sing the song of praise, thanksgiving unto the Almighty God. And I thought, what a time it must have been. Moses, he's 120 years of age. No, he's 80 years of age. Just come out of Egypt. 80 years of age, he writes the song. This is his song. He leads them and they begin to sing praises unto God. I believe today that there are songs that can and that we sing that bring glory to God. And when it brings glory to God, it blesses our hearts. Amen. I mentioned in the Sunday school class, but I'll mention it to you as well. When our assistant superintendent stood this morning to, in the preliminaries of the Sunday school, he said, I'm going to read from the 100th Psalm. And he did. But I mentioned in the Sunday school class, maybe the superintendents ought to confer with the pastor before they read anything because they might be reading what he was going to read. But I found that it's not too hard to read the same chapter twice. I'm going to read it too. Is that all right, Eddie? 100th Psalm, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God, and it is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and His truth endureth to all generations. The psalmist said, and we don't know who wrote the psalm, but the psalmist gives three reasons why we are admonished to sing praises unto God, why we are to enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Listen to what I tell you now. It's not because something good has happened in your life. It's not because everything's going well on the job. It's not because you got a raise in pay. All of these are well and good. We ought to thank God for those. But that's not what he's talking about. He said, let me tell you what you ought to be thankful for. Because he's God. Man, we could take the rest of the day to just start starting because he's God. He's worthy of our praise. If none of these things that I mentioned,
of mankind. This is the Messiah that has come into this world. And the Bible says that Anna gave thanks unto God. She gave thanks unto God. I read in 1 Corinthians 15 when Paul was speaking
of the rapture and of the resurrection. He said, thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be unto God. Give thanks to God because He's given us the victory. If you have the victory today in the Lord Jesus, you've got something to thank God for. In another instance, he said, when speaking of Jesus, thanks be to God for His unspeakable gift. Brother Terry Claymer preached from that text some years ago when he was here. He preached his first sermon, a first revival here in this church when he was 17 years of age, just coming out of high school, maybe still in high school, when he came to preach that first sermon, first revival. But one time when he was here for a revival, he preached from this text, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift, and he preached about Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth, brother. I don't have a vocabulary to tell you how wonderful He is. He's a great big God, a good God. And He gave His Son, Jesus. Thanks be unto God. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. In 1 Peter 2, Peter said, but we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that we should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. I say amen. We have something for which to be thankful. If you ever wake up in the morning and don't have a thankful heart, take a moment. Thank God you're still alive. Thank God you've come through another night. Sometimes it seems like some have difficulty speaking after sleeping. Now, they tell me when you get older, and the Bible says this, that you wake up with just anything. Mm-hmm. Solomon wrote that. That just anything can disturb you. Well, now I have applied for some hearing aids, but there's a benefit to not hear some things. My wife said, honey, did you hear that train? No, sir. That's way over yonder. But let me leave this with you this morning. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. When you go home today, sometimes we don't have maybe the best of everything, but thank God for what we have. Amen. We're blessed.
Yes, we are. Yes.
And I thank you not only for material things, thank God we're saved. Hannah gave thanks. And now Peter is saying how that Israel was a chosen generation. Then I went to the fourth chapter of Revelation, and let me mention this. How that the Bible says in the fourth chapter of Revelation, I don't have time to teach all of Revelation again today, as we went through some of it Wednesday night, but God, while John the Apostle was on the Isle of Patmos, having been exiled to because of preaching the gospel, while he's out there in that prison, when you say prison, a rocky island, away from everything, God gave him a revelation of the Lord Jesus. And when you come to the fourth chapter, the Bible says, John heard a voice from heaven as of a trumpet saying, come up hither. And did you know from that very verse, in the first verse of the fourth chapter of Revelation, until the 19th chapter of Revelation, the church is in heaven. The church is not going to be on the earth when the tribulation comes. We're going to be gone. Amen. We might leave today. Amen. Amen. And John said, when I arrived in heaven, and I'm paraphrasing, when I arrived in heaven in the fourth and fifth chapters of Revelation, he said, I saw upon the throne one, I couldn't explain it, like a rainbow and the brightness of the coloring of all of the glory of God. And I saw some cherubims, or seraphims. I saw them singing, holy, holy, holy. Yes. Might have been the same seraphim that was in the sixth chapter of Isaiah, singing the very same song, holy, holy, holy. Yes. And he said, I saw all the four living creatures. And then I saw the 24 elders representing the saints of the ages fall down and worship Him, saying how worthy He is of our praise and thanksgiving. Let me read it from the fourth chapter of the book of Revelation. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Here is John yonder in the glory world. Listen to the seraphims as they're crying out. And then he listened to those 24 elders representing the saints of God. How that they're around the throne yonder in the glory world. How that they're singing praises and worshiping God. I want you to know heaven's going to be a wonderful place. It's not going to be any big eyes or little ears. It's going to be all eyes on God. He's worthy. I've been in services when it seemed as if all the attention was on the one in charge, the one that's going to sing, or this group, or the preacher, or the evangelist, or whatever. And I told you about a service I went to in Arizona, in California, when there was a well-known evangelist known around the world, and they turned the lights down low. We'd been waiting so long, the place was filled, and they turned the lights down low, and all of a sudden they struck up. The band or the drums were going with the drum roll, and the spotlight came over yonder on that curtain, and from behind the curtain came this lady. I was well known around the world, and she had on this robe, white robe, and when she raised her arms and it was flowing, and she stood there in front of that whole crowd and said, "Were you waiting for me?" I thought if we were, we're disappointed. That's all you've got to offer.
Yes.
We're ready for Him.
Amen.
Right.
What a sad story. An elderly woman was in that service. A godly woman. And she said, as soon as this lady said these words, it put me off because I realized the spotlight was on the wrong one.
Right.
If we put the spotlight on anyone except Him,
right,
He will not share His glory with anyone.
Right.
He's God.
That's right.
Hallelujah. John said, I saw all those 24 elders and they began to worship, thanking God and praising God, magnifying God. Here we are in Thanksgiving week. This week, Thanksgiving. If we've ever taken time out of our schedules day by day this week, why don't we just take time to thank God for being so good? Thank God for His blessings. I'll share last Sunday night. My wife and I stood with Wally and Sharon right over here as we joined together in praying. There's another group here and another group there all across the front of the church. And so we were to give a prayer request, what we'd like each of us to pray for. And Sharon said, because she's facing surgery and because of her sickness condition and her mother's unsaved, pray concerning that. And Robin mentioned about his sister, Dina, that used to attend this church.
Mm-hmm.
My wife said, pray for me that I'll be healed.
Mm-hmm.
And my request was pray that God will send the right one for the church.
Amen.
To carry on the work.
Yes.
And every time I prayed this whole week, every time I went to pray, it seemed like, and we went that direction because Sharon was here and Rod was there, my wife was there and I was here. Every time I go to pray, it seemed like Sharon, you was first on the list. And right on around, praying.
Yeah.
I don't know what others, no one else has shared with me. I don't know whether we were even supposed to share it or not with anybody, but I hope you don't feel bad at me for sharing because you can help us join and pray.
Amen.
But listen closely. Whatever takes place, whatever happens, we can praise God.
Right.
We can thank God. I'm gonna read another scripture. I'm gonna turn to the book of Daniel.
Chapter number 6. Just hold it there when you find it. Chapter number 6. I want to give you some background. Daniel had been taken into captivity in Babylon when he was a youngster. Some believe he was maybe 16 years old. We don't know. When he arrived with his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and others, in Babylon, in captivity, we find that because of Daniel's attitude,
and Daniel's spirit that he was promoted. He was elevated. Now, would you get the picture? This is important. Daniel is a captive in a foreign land. And as a captive in the foreign land, the king sees something about Daniel that stands out. And so the king elevates a prisoner, a captive, to a high position. And then the Bible says that the king had three presidents, and he made Daniel the number one president. High! A captive in a new and a foreign land, in captivity, elevated to the king's right hand man. Brother, that's unheard of. And because of that, the other members of the king's cabinet and the leaders of the king's group, they were jealous. And they said, if we don't do something, we've got to find a way to bring him down. And listen to what they said. And we can't find anything about his worshiping God, about his life God, that we can put our fingers on. Man, that's a good life. But he said, there's one thing that he does, he prays. And so they came up with this scheme. Let's make a rule and have the king decide that anybody in the kingdom that prays or makes a petition to anyone other than the king for 30 days. If anybody prays to Baal or to Jehovah God or anyone else except the king, he's going to be thrown in the lion's den. And they took this plan to the king without explaining everything. And the Bible said he signed it and he sealed it with his ring. Mm-hmm. Cannot be changed. And the Bible lets me to know that there came a time when Daniel has heard all of this. And this is what I want to bring to our attention today. In that sixth chapter of the book of Daniel, the 10th verse. When Daniel knew that the writing was signed, when he knew that the decree had been signed into law by the king, when he knew that it had been sealed by the king's ring, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. I want to read that again. There's a lot there. When Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he knew that this was unchanging. That if he prayed to God, he's going to the lion's den. He went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed, and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. He knew his actions meant if he prayed that he's going in the lion's den. He'll be eaten by the lions. He'll be destroyed by the lions. And I thought, yet with all of that, he wasn't upset with the other king's men. He wasn't upset about the petitions. He didn't go to pieces. He didn't throw up his hands in despair. He didn't get angry with God for allowing this to happen. The Bible said he prayed and gave thanks. If I can explain something right now, this is important. Please understand this. Daniel was not thanking God that he's going to be cast into the lion's den. He was not thanking God that he's facing difficulty. I believe he was thanking God that he was raised to know God as a young boy. I believe he was thanking God that when he was a youngster, he committed his life to God. When he was taken into captivity, all that had gone through, he was thanking God that God had never forsaken him. And he was thanking God for whatever the outcome of yours. And he gave thanks. When you can thank God, knowing that trouble's ahead, knowing that difficult times, you've got something. You know what we need to do? We thank God when he answers prayer, when he does something good for us. When he heals. When you get a job, you've been looking for. And we thank God, and we all thank God. Hey, listen closely. Daniel was praising and thanking God, and the next step was to be brought along into the lion's den. That's the essence of my sermon this morning for Thanksgiving. Thank God because you're saved.
Amen.
Thank God because you have a home in heaven.
Right.
Thank God because God loves you.
Right.
Thank God for His mercy.
Amen.
Thank God for His blessings. Amen. We've got so much. We talked about it, said, count your blessings and see what God has done. Folks, there's not enough eat in the world
yes,
to get your kid out. The right of the blessings of God, they are all coming to you. So keep on going, keep on going. Count the blessings and see what God has done. I see Daniel there. He realizes that I'm not going to back down. I'm not going to change my lifestyle till it costs my life. I love God. I'm God. If the lions kill me, you my dying life did, I'm going to be the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. He didn't need situation ethics. He didn't need a lie. God saved his life. He prayed.
Yes.
He didn't beg God, God, please deliver me. He prayed God, thank God, because he knew God was a good God. Hallelujah. Brother, that's something to rejoice about. Nothing can come your way if you love God unless you allow it.
Amen.
Everything you go through this morning, if you love God, he's allowed it. For a purpose. What are you going to do with it? We're going to thank God for loving us.
Yes.
We're going to thank God for being there.
Yes.
We're going to thank God for being who He is.
Yes.
Now, that's not easy for me. That's not easy for you to grasp it. Some of my friends said to me, Brother Doug, but you've never been sick. And you don't know what I'm going through and how I'm suffering. But I do know the Bible. We can thank God.
Yes, we can.
In all things. In all things.
Yes.
Give thanks. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a Savior, what a mighty God. What a blessed Redeemer. Praise God. Let me see where. There's another scripture I wanted to read. Found in Corinthians. Found in 2 Corinthians 11. I'm just going to read some verses and then I'm going to close out. 2 Corinthians number 11. I'm going to read from verse 24. Listen to Paul's testimony. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. 5 times I've been beaten with 39 stripes each time. 3 times was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. 2 times I suffered shipwreck. 9 days and a day I've been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Paul is saying, all that I have been through. Yet, in that same letter, he gives a list of some of the things he's not complaining. But in that same letter that Paul wrote to the Corinthians, he said, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. Amen. Let me say that again. Thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. I have been shipwrecked. I've been beaten. I've been stoned. I've been with rods and with all kinds of things. I've suffered so much, but said, all of that I have suffered and gone through, I give thanks to God because He's been there with me. The Lord has never let me down. The Lord's been there to hold me up. What a God.
Amen.
Now thanks be unto God who always calls us up to Christ. My wife suffered. And a man's wife should never suffer. Brother, I talked about a little yesterday. So many things wrong, and suffering. So many of the people of the church suffering, and yet in the midst of it all, he's worried about praise. He's worried about thanksgiving. Thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph
than Christ. We are victorious. I choir has sung that song in the past. We are victorious. We are victorious. Folks, we are winners. Give thanks to God. If you're saved this morning, maybe everyone here isn't, I don't know your hearts. But if you're saved this morning, you've got something to be thankful for. It's Thanksgiving week. This is Sunday. The next Sunday, Thanksgiving will be passed as far as that special day. This is Thanksgiving week. I like what's this morning coming to the piano, honey. I like what's to stand and sing a chorus. We're going to sing Amazing Grace, honey. And I like what's to just thank the Lord for being who He is. If you haven't taken time lately, just thank Him for being who He is. This will be a good time. Thank you for even knocking at your heart's door. Thank you for allowing me to hear the gospel somewhere down the road. Thank you for saving me. We've got so much to thank you for. I mentioned this before, but let me mention it again. Inasmuch as I was in the service 11 years, we didn't pay Social Security most of that time. And then I got out of the service and started preaching, and I wasn't paying Social Security. I was suffering bored. I didn't know exactly what was going on. I paid income tax. I figured my own. And I have. I still do. And I think by the time I got old enough to retire from the ministry, I wouldn't have anything Social Security. Because I didn't realize they'd ever taken anything out. When I reached 65, I found out that there was something there, not a whole lot, there was something there. Let me leave this with you. If there was not a penny of Social Security, God told me I'll take care of you. And He's never failed. I thank God for He's blessed us. He's been good to my family. He's been good to the church. And as we stand this morning singing this song, let's just thank Him. Let's just thank Him. Put this down with me. Let's just thank Him.
Thank you, Lord, for this day. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for the God of the Lord Jesus.